Harper Audio presents The Gone Dead Train by Lisa Turner, performed by Joel Richards. Prologue. The sunset was a red slit of light like a devil's eye, hanging low and depraved over the Mississippi River bluff. Storm clouds thundered all around as little man Lacey ran for the river, his pants legs flapping, his long arms and big hands pumping as he moved up the street past the train depot. He was 73 years old, tall and skinny, his nose and earlobes giving way to gravity. He was meant to be a bluesman all his life, long as he could play. Instead, he dropped his music by the side of the road, abandoned his sax, like leaving an infant alone in a tub. Now fear was his instrument, his lips pressed together, and he hummed as he raced, searching for the pain that made his music real. But even the music couldn't help him now. He ran for the mighty Mississippi with all his heart, knowing water was his only salvation. The evils were upon him. He knew the power and the nature of the woman who'd released them. His breath whistled in his lungs, not because he was weak, but because the evils were drying up everything strong inside. If he made it to the bridge, he might trick them into jumping in the water where they'd be trapped with no escape. Then he would stand on the bridge and laugh at their mistake, because everyone knows that once the evils set out to take your soul, they'll have you one way or another. You can't shrug off fate, but he'd be damned if he wouldn't try. The storm clouds hanging between him and the river saw him coming. They opened up.